Parsha begins on the third day after Avraham Avinu has a bris milah. Hashem appeared to him in the plains of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day. And Chazal learned from each and every one of these phrases a tremendous amount of insight. Hashem appeared to him, Rashi tells us, to be able to visit somebody who was sick. While he was sitting at the entrance of the tent, where Hashem said to him, sit, you don't need to get up. And Rashi brings that this is foretelling in the future, that when there will be judges judging a case, adjuring a case, the judges sit while Hashem, who's found in the courtroom, will be standing. Every aspect at the heat of the day, Avraham Avinu was in pain, and Hashem didn't want him to have to bother to take in the wafers. So he says, you know, let there be heat of the day, so that way there'll be no travelers going around. And the Chumash tells us he lifted his eyes and saw, and behold, three men were standing over him. He perceived, so he ran toward them from the entrance of the tent and bowed toward the ground. And he said, and this is the Pasuk of Yirtzeh Hashem we'll focus in on today, Pasuk Gimel, my Lord, if I find favor in your eyes, please pass not away from your servant. Now the question that Rashi brings down, that Chazal deal with is, what is the word my Lord referring to? Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. It could be, my Lord, could be referring to the most exalted of the three angels. My Lord, please, don't pass by me. Please enter into my tent. Or as Rashi notes, according to most interpretations, the word Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud in this passage is sacred, referring to God. And taking leave from God, Hashem implored him to pass not away from your servant, but wait while he attended to his guest. And Avraham's action shows that hospitality to guests is greater than receiving the divine presence. And the obvious question we have to ask ourselves are a number of questions. First and foremost, as Rabbi Miller notes in Source 3, why is Avraham Avinu so intent on having guests? Is it not enough that he should rest up like he has other things to do in his life? What is this focus that it was like so insistent on having guests? And probably the greatest question that we have was that while he's having this rendezvous with God, this very intense experience, Vayari Lav, Hashem appears to him. The Chumash says that Kivyachol Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, let me just take in these guests and then I'll come back and have this experience of closeness with you. Now this isn't just 1 minute, this is killing three cows, slaughtering three cows, preparing the tongue, standing over them. I mean, we're dealing with a few hours here. The mitzvah of hospitality may be very great, and this is going to be our overall question for today, but how could Avraham turn away from God, who is, after all, much the most important guest that he could ever have, and with such confidence that in giving precedence to the wandering Arabs, he was doing the right thing? So first and foremost, how could Avraham Avinu leave Kivyachol Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, you know, Hashem, I'm putting you on hold, so to speak, and I'm taking care of these strangers. Please, Hashem, don't leave me. How could he have the audacity to say this? Two, from here we learn that greater is Hachnasat Orchi Mekabalei Pnei Yeshchina. That's very nice. We learned that from Avraham Avinu, but how did Avraham Avinu know this? How was he so confident that he was doing the right thing, that he was so sure that it's more important to take in these guests than to have this connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? From where does Avraham Avinu himself learn this? And our final question is, why do we learn this law specifically by Hachnasat Orchim? And is it universal that any mitzvah is greater than Mekabel Pnei Shechina? Is it just Hachnasat Orchim? What is it about Hachnasat Orchim, taking in guests, that this is used as the paradigm of, you know, one who has his closest to Hashem? It's worth breaking that for doing this mitzvah. And again, the question we ask ourselves each and every week is, what's its practical application for our lives? How can we grow? How can we learn? How can we hone in on our own hospitality and improve it, and indeed all of our avodas Hashem? So my friends, we're going to take a look at this on four different levels and see the complexity of this and learn a tremendous amount of insight. Let's take a look at level number one, the Ben Melech Rav Mintzberg Zatzal, Source 4. V'nei davar zetzarech bi'ur. Ma'i tam gedola kabbalat orchim yoter mikabel p'nei shechina. How can we understand this? That greater is taking in guests than having, receiving Hashem's presence. Sharei kabbalat p'nei shechina yivadai darga gedola shel dveikus v'Hashem. Is not having this closest to Hashem, the ultimate dveikus. V'zeh tachlis kol ha'mitzvah shi'baka adam b'Hashem v'zeh shi'kayem mitzvot tavit parach. After all, says the Ben Melech, what is our goal? Why am I doing mitzvahs? I'm doing mitzvahs in order to reach dveikus, connection to Hashem. So here he has dveikus. Why does he need a mitzvah? He's reached it. He's hit the ultimate. So what is the need to do a mitzvah? The mitzvah is just actually tipsy, a medium to get to the goal. He's hit the goal. B'nir b'zeh, she'ikar tafkido shel ha'adam hi. The purpose of being in this world, L'kayim ha-mitzvot v'shlemus. It's to do a mitzvah in its entirety. V'omnam ha-dveikus b'Hashem hi davar gadol v'nizkar b'yoter. For sure, clinging to Hashem is a very high and important thing, and praise is the person who reached that. Bracket, ava matarat b'yat ha-olam la-olam hazehi lishmo b'kol Hashem l'kabel mitzvotav v'lech b'drachav. Our goal in this world is to do Torah mitzvot. So our goal in this world is to be involved in the here and now. You want to bask in Hashem's glory? That's for the next world. Today, to do it next, in the next, you know, stage, so to speak, of our existence, then we get the reward. What we're involved in here is not about communing with God. What we're involved in here is what we call the Olam HaMaisa, the world of action. And many of the Mefarshim quote the Das Torah in source number 5. And the Das Torah says, She'ein lanu esek im shum olamos. We are not, you know, walking around trying to understand and reach these higher worlds. Hadvarim ha'nalim bi'oter nimseim kan. We belong in this world. In our world, there's Torah and there's Torah solam hazeh. V'zeu kol sod ha'inyan. This is the secret of it all. As great as receiving Hashem's presence, but that's still connected with the higher worlds. Mitzvah Hachnasat Orchim is part of this world. Hachnasat Orchim had Kabbalah Pnei Shechina Shalom Hashem. Being able to have a relationship with Hashem in this world, that's Hachnasat Orchim. And that's what the idea Mikan Kol Sod HaMaseh. Ki Sod Kol Torah Hi Shehi Torat Olam Hazeh. What we have to focus in on is this world. This world is about the world of action. This is a world about the world of doing. And Rav Wolbe, who's definitely a student of Rav Yerucham in source number 6, points out, you have many great people, many great philosophers, many great scholars who reach many, many deep ideas. However, they don't bring it into the world of the practical, and they leave it in the world of the ethereal. That is not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is to be able to go from that world and bring it down into this world. And that's what Avraham Avinu is teaching us. Avraham Avinu, who's reached it, he has this dveikus b'Hashem, this clinging to Hashem. He's teaching us that's not the ultimate. I'm ready to leave that state of you know, basking in the radiance of God. I'm ready to leave that to be able to be involved in what's really incumbent upon me, and that is Maseh Katan V'Yavesh, a dry halacha down in this world. That's what's even greater than having this rendezvous with God. And the Shari Chaim points out, he says, Lamadu Eifo, we learn from here, Laharich Nichona Erekiyo Mitzvah Chad Be'olam Hazeh, to appreciate what one mitzvah in this world is. Asher Ein Dugmata V'chol Chayei Olam Hazeh V'olam Haba. You don't have a parallel of this in the next world or in this world. It's any mitzvah. And again, the Ben Melech at the end of Source 4 says, Hu Lav Davka, it's not just Hachnasat Orchim, Elu Be'meh B'chol HaMitzvot HaMaisios. So the Beit Melech is saying on the first level, it doesn't have to be Echnasar Orchim. It could be any mitzvah. Pick a mitzvah. It could be Stukka. It could be any mitzvah. It doesn't matter. The Torah is just using Echnasar Orchim as a paradigm to teach you that a mitzvah in this world is so great that you can't compare it to anything else that you could possibly experience. Mitzvos elu mizdamnot lanu kan bekalut, and it's so easy to find mitzvos in this world. Bal nitzter akach shehich mitzanun, and we woe to us if we realize how we've missed out on opportunities. Let's just pause for one moment before we even go on. Do you understand what we're saying, my friends? Even before we take this deeper. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, and this is what we're learning, is that we should be involved in doing, in actions, and know that every single mitzvah is about what this world is about. This is what Hashem wants us to do. And you see from here that a mitzvah like Hakhnasat Orchim may not be like, the biggest in our minds. I mean, Shabbos or Limud Torah. Avraham Avinu stops from this close relationship with Hashem to do this mitzvah, to teach us how important mitzvahs are. And mitzvahs are, they are here, kan v'kalut. It's so easy to pick up a mitzvah. We should, if we would know how special mitzvahs are, if we would know how important mitzvahs are, if we would know just the value of mitzvahs, we would be grabbing mitzvahs at every second, and we wouldn't let a minute go by without a mitzvah. We don't even understand or appreciate what a mitzvah is. Perhaps with this, reframing, that a regular mitzvah is even greater than receiving a close relationship with Hashem, gives you a sense of what a mitzvah is. You know, just tonight, filming Thursday night, first short Shabbos, trying to avoid the Erev Shabbos rush, so I went to a bar mitzvah of a neighbor down the street, just to say Mazel Tov. COVID bar mitzvahs are very short. I'm walking back to our apartment, and I hear a boy on the phone asking for a taxi. So the name of the street, the street name, has been scratched out, over a decade. And the street we live on is Hapistor, Hey Bet Shin Vav Reish. The Shin Vav Reish is gone. So the street looks like Nachal Hab Hey Bet. So I'm hearing this boy on the phone, right, overhearing him saying, I need a taxi in Hebrew for Nachal Hab. And the taxi driver, you can almost hear the conversation, saying, like, there is no Hab. And he's saying, no. And he's looking clearly at the sign Hab. So I interject, right, and I say, it's not Hab, it's Hapisor. And really, you should tell the taxi to go to the following address, but it'll be easier for the taxi to find whatever it is. So easy. So easy. So easy to help somebody else out. If your eyes are open wherever you go, you can help somebody. You can greet somebody. It's jewels on the ground for the taking. And as Rav the Elishur, Rav Wolbe speaks about, we've done this many times in source number 8. Shamay los lo yagil adam lefi rov godel ha-maisa v'lefi rov misfar ha-maisi. Life is about not doing the biggest and always looking for the big. It's about doing a lot. Godel ha-maisim, but rather, avalufi rov misfar ha-maisim. The more mitzvos you do, trains you, orients you, focuses you. And that is what we have to recognize. We have to recognize the more mitzvos I do, the more I'm connecting to the spiritual side of self, the more I'm bringing the purpose of myself in this world. However, my friends, it goes deeper than that. Listen closely. There's a Gevaldik Kuzari that says that Hashem, the end of 8, has created a certain amount of teva, a certain amount of natural things in this world, right? The way chickens lay eggs. It's a natural experience, he said. There's also another thing that Hashem kava ha-bore, and that is ha-chayut va-tsura noten ha-bore, ha-maisim ha-mevi'im la-holada nidru le-nivri'im la-asom. If you, Hashem tells us what mitzvahs to do. If we do the mitzvah to the utmost of our ability, to the best way the mitzvah can be done, then we have to realize, b'diyuk kacha hi b'horadas ha-shechina. You're bringing down the Shechina into, the Divine Presence into what you're doing. Ha-chukim ba'im be'ezem ma'asim ha-ridim otah kava b'rei. Which mitzvahs, the fact that mitzvahs bring down Hashem's presence, comes from God, Our job is to do it to the best of our ability, the way Hashem has commanded. And when we do that, we bring down the Shekhinah into our house, into our lives. So therefore, my friends, we see midvarav nishma chidush bevor divrei chazal, says the old Moshe Rav Shiner min anayin. Gedolach nasar orching notir mekabalach nei shekhinah. Greater is greeting in the guest than receiving Hashem's presence. Shuadim kol mitzvah shebat Torah, which is to relieve any mitzvah on the Torah. Why? Machar shebekiyum mitzvah eat bei mishum shekhinah. Why is it that greeting guests is even greater than receiving the countenance of God? Because it too is a form of receiving God's countenance. It's saying to Hashem, I don't want to have this experience in this way. I'd rather have the experience of your closeness coming from a mitzvah I've done. Why is this? So let's move for a moment to Source 15, and then we'll get back to this page, Yemir Tzashem. Surely, talking to Hashem in prayer is greater than receiving guests. It is related that an angel appeared to the Gra, offering to teach him Torah. But the Gaon refused because he wanted to attain Torah by toiling in it and not through divine revelations. As long as a person is in this world, he should endeavor to attain his portion through toil, thereby earning great reward. Accordingly, hospitality is greater than receiving the Shekhinah, because the latter is equivalent to a divine revelation attained effortlessly, as opposed to the mitzvah of Achnasat Orachim, which does entail effort, and is therefore a greater mitzvah. And that's why that it wasn't a chutzpah to say to Hashem, I'm putting you on hold. Because it's saying to Hashem, instead of coming to me this way, I'd rather you come to me through my own effort. Vayari lav Hashem, Hashem appears to. Avraham Avinu says, it's very nice you're appearing to me. However, I would rather be the one who's going to initiate this relationship and let me do this mitzvah. And that's why he was so keen on having guests, because he wanted to do this mitzvah in order, or to do a mitzvah in order to be able to have this being worthy of Hashras Hashchina. So you may ask, well, wasn't he just involved in the mitzvah of Milah, and that brought Hashem's presence? Why Dafka Hachnasat Orachim? We're going to answer that very shortly. Moshe, going back to source number 10, says, Ki b'chol ritzui ha-makom ba'esem min ha-maisim timsat tamid ha-shrat shchilato yiparat. When Hashem finds favor in any mitzvah we do, we are bringing down Hashem's presence. And this, perhaps, this is the approach of some of the Rishonim, this explains that ha-osek b'mitzvah pachav in a mitzvah. One who is involved in a mitzvah is exempt from doing another mitzvah. So we normally understand that you're focused in on one mitzvah. According to what we're saying today, we have a chiddush gadol. Why is a osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah? If you're involved in a mitzvah, you're exempt from another mitzvah. Because when you're involved in a mitzvah, you're involved in this rendezvous with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're involved in Hashras Hashchina. You're involved in bringing Hashem down in this world. And therefore, to say, you know what, Hashem, I'm going to leave you to do another mitzvah. And as we'll talk about, it's not so easy to continuously bring Hashem down. You really have to invest in this mitzvah. It's a bizayon. Hashem says, I'm here. You've worked hard. You've deserved this connection. I'm here. At least at this point, stay with me. So therefore, it's really inappropriate to leave Hashem to do another mitzvah when you've, so to speak, invited him to your home in doing this mitzvah. And that's what we have to understand. In 11, the Ol Moshe brings down, Ra'iti b'sefer kanmon achad, shemitzvah l'mashom tzavta. Mitzvah is from the language of connection. V'abir hu shekadosh baruch hu nimsa itzo kol mitzvah v'mitzvah. Hashem is found by every mitzvah. It connects to Hashem. We can greet Hashem through the mitzvahs that we do. and notes the Nefesh HaChaim that this is what we say, Shekidishanu Mitzvotav, the Kidishtanu Mitzvosecha, that you've sanctified us in your mitzvot. Because from the moment a person has a thought to do a mitzvah, immediately that makes an impression in heaven, and he is surrounded by this idea we spoke about last week, this Or Makiv, this surrounding light, and that then enables a person to finish the mitzvah or a mitzvah, to do another mitzvah. This is the power. So, Rabbosai, before we even go on, let's understand this. Gedola, Achdos Arochim, Kabbalah, Shnei Shechina. Whoa, how can we say that? No! That every time we do a mitzvah, we are bringing Hashem into our lives. Do we appreciate what a mitzvah is about? Do we have a sense of what a mitzvah is about? Do we give it the honor that it deserves? Do we have this attitude, oh my gosh, another mitzvah? Wow! The ability to feel, even if you don't feel it, your mazel chaza, your neshama feels it. It changes you, it impacts you. You have the ability with every mitzvah to bring down Hashras Hashchina. This is the most amazing idea. How did Avraham Avinu know for sure? No one told him this idea. No one told him that anytime you do a mitzvah, you're working hard to be able to bring Hashem down. You can leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How did he know this? So on this first level, I'd like to share an insight of Rabbi Miller and Shabbat Shirim that's absolutely beautiful. Verse 12. Avram's concern for this particular mitzvah of hospitality was directly connected with his circumcision. The significance of this physical act for himself and for all his descendants was radical. From that time onwards, his race was a race apart, with special duties, responsibilities, and status. Before he had known God in his heart and striven with all human strength to share his knowledge with other men. Now that he had been circumcised, he was afraid that it was going to mark him as a different nation. It was going to separate him. This mark distinguished him physically, spiritually represented a new status. So far from filling him with pride, however, it caused him the greatest anxiety. Hidushay Arim in the squiggling 12 explains that he feared that the gulf now dividing him from the rest of humanity might prove unbridgeable, that he who had so much to communicate would no longer be able to communicate, and he wouldn't be able to share the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next page, source 13. Avram's despondency at now receiving guests arose, therefore, from his fear of losing contact with humanity. He sat isolated in his greatness, and he was distressed. To comfort him, Hashem sent him guests, proved to him that he had not lost his old closeness to humanity in spite of his new closeness to God. Now, says Rabbi Miller, by telling Avraham Avinu, "Vehu Yoshei Petachol," keep on sitting, and I'll tell you, when your future descendants will be judging, they too will be sitting, and I will stand over them. From here, Avraham Avinu learned that doing a mitzvah allows a person to kivyochol say to Hashem, "You know what? You stand nearby while I'm doing this mitzvah." In case of a conflict between such a positive mitzvah and the preoccupation with the presence of God Himself, the judges shall sit. They should rather partially forget His presence, put aside their awe, and in composure concentrate all their energies on the mitzvah before them at this moment. From this instance, we can gain a glimpse of the immense importance of the mitzvah, which overshadows, in a sense, even the contemplation of a mystic communion with God. This, at any rate, is what Avram learned from God's promise, for he himself broke off the intense pleasure of communion with God at the approach of the dust-weary Arabs, and he did it with firmness and conviction, knowing the supremacy of the mitzvah over any personal pleasure, however spiritual. So the first idea, my friend, is we see that the power of any mitzvah is so great that you can stop this rendezvous with God, because that's the upper world, that's the next world, that's the higher world. What Hashem wants us to do is to be involved in the Olam HaMaisa. Do, keep on doing, keep on acting. And know, my friends, that every time you act and you do a mitzvah appropriately and you bring nachat ruach, good spirit to God, you have Hashem's presence, this Or Makiv, this light that surrounds you. So you're really receiving Hashem's presence, but you're receiving Hashem's presence from your own initiative and not just a gift from God, which is of a greater caliber, a greater level. How did Avraham Avinu know this? He learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who said, you keep on sitting, and the judges will keep on sitting. And so, and to a certain degree, albeit that I'll be there, but I'll be on the periphery, because it's more important to be involved in judgment. It's more important to be involved in this world of doing mitzvos than having this communion with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's level one. Level number two. Source 16. He quotes here, well, Moshe quotes Rav Shach Zatzal, who says, why? Ki Adam nivra b'tzelem Elokim. Person is created in the image of God. Lachen kishosek im hadam hu yoter mikabalos pei shechina. So therefore, when you're involved with people, it's even greater than receiving God's presence, because you're involved with Hashem Himself. So here it's a little bit different than the first level. The first level is, when I do a mitzvah, I bring Hashem down. The second level, being involved, it's not any mitzvah here. It's specifically the mitzvah of chesed. When I do the mitzvah of chasadim, greeting guests, is such a, in that category, I'm involved with people who are created in the divine image, and I have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu just by being involved with these people. And he continues by saying, Ki adiburim Hashem v'kabalos b'nei Shechina eintzot dergash lo davka bo. When Chazal tells us, uvoti bakun, you should cling to Hashem, it doesn't mean you should commune on a mountaintop, but rather hadbeik b'drachav, but follow his ways. Remember once when we were living in L.A., I got a phone call from some meditation center. I don't know. I don't think they were Orthodox. And they wanted me to give a shiur. It was L.A. Keep that in mind. And, you know, L.A. stands for Lo Aleinu, you know. So they asked me to give a shiur. And I said to them, tell me a little bit about you. They said, we sit and meditate all day. I said, okay, that's interesting. And what else do you do? No, we don't do anything. We meditate. Well, obviously, I didn't give them a shiur. I didn't really want to have much to do with them. And that's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit for sure is Yitzbodidus, right? To go out into the woods and talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or in your own home talk to Hashem. Amazing. Everyone should have time of contemplation. But that's not how we spend our day. And that's not what we call Dveikus Vashem. We call that self-reflection, self-contemplation. You know what Dveikus is about? Dveikus is Hadbeik Midrachav. Chazal tell us the real way to connect with Hashem, right? He spoke to us as a method of connecting. But the way Chazal tell us that we can connect without having to go off to the woods is Gmo Chasadim. Follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is kind, we are kind. He is merciful, we are merciful. That's the way to do it. Yesh dveiku b'mitav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. So here, my friends, being opening ourselves up for the strangers, for these people, these are people who are created b'tzalmenu k'dmuteinu, in the image of God. And therefore, when I'm involved with these types of people, I'm really, what I'm doing is emulating Hashem. Just like Hashem is kind to others, I am kind to others, and in that way, I am tapping into the essence of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi first quotes here an idea from Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal, who says, Halicha b'darchei habora yisbarach in 17, v'libok b'shchina, ay demilui hatzav mahurachum hafatarachum, hidavar shenitzavinu bo v'uchiyuv tmidei. This is a continuous obligation on us. So that's why, im kein kasher Avram poresh umaspik umafsik et kablah pnei shechina kedei lachnis orchim, harei bekach hu davak b'shchina lo pachot v'ulai af yoter. So again, her question was like, you know, having communion with God, is that at the highest level? What a chutzpah! How could you put God on hold? So similar to the first level, but yet different. I'm not putting God on hold. On the first level, when I do a mitzvah, I bring God down. Here it's much more, even more intimate and intense. The moment that I emulate Hashem, I cling to Hashem. The fact that I want to do this chesed, the fact that I'm involved in this chesed, that is, I'm kind, I'm nice, that connects me to Hashem, because I'm Matatio Deo, emulating his ways. So according to this, it wouldn't be any mitzvah that you would break from having this communion with God. That's level one. On this level, it's specifically a mitzvah that has to do with chesed. Which brings us to one of my most favorite pieces. And we've done this a number of times in Mishnah Shav Aaron. I pulled out the Sefer today. My daughter was in front of the bookcase on a chair. And I said to her, Ima's photocopying one of her favorite pieces. Do you want to hear it? She says, Ima, every piece is your favorite piece. I said, Chana, this is my favorite piece. And she looks at me like rolling her eyes, like, been there, done that, Ima. Every shiur you have a favorite piece. Having said that, this is one of my favorite pieces. Mishnah Shavar Varon Kalor, Source 18. Achapeirush Hasheni had beit b'midotav sarich b'yor. Dilchara ech shayach zel l'tveikos shinyanayit karvuda yoter f'sharid ad k'nei ichud mamish. If we're talking about l'tav kabal to cling to Hashem, so we're talking about a oneness with Hashem. Would I not think that that should be ben adam l'makom, between man and God? Would I not think that person wrapped in towels and tefillin, you know, person by the Shabbos candles, that would be the height of Dveikos, that would be the height of connection to Hashem. Why do Chazal tell me that if I'm having a conversation, right, walking down, seeing someone on their cell phone, getting, you know, looking for a taxi, that's a higher level than you know, all my meditation by Shabbos candles? Like, how do we understand this? It seems to be counterintuitive. So continuing on the next page, he explains. We'll do source 20. He speaks about that a person is ki adam sarichli demo lekono bepulotav. We have to emulate Hashem. Sharim tzelam ukimatzat adam. Hashem created us in His image. Ve'ikar hatzelam heim pulotav. What does it mean to be created in the image of God? It means to act, which means ki olam chesed yibane. The world is made on kindness. The point of creation is to give. Which means, my friends, that this is the way we are wired. We are wired with the image of God. And that image of God means that I am somebody who emulates the way Hashem created the world. And I have that in me. And that's that concept of chesed, the concept of giving. We know. Chesed Omer Yivrashu Goma Chasadim Yoter Mimasha Ego Roseli Nokin 20, more than the cow wants to nurse, Hapara Rosel Anik, the calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to feed. Kitachlito Shala Adam Lo Lakabel Maolam. This is the key. The purpose of man is not to take from this world, Ela Late Velashmiya, but to give and to influence. The Zohi Tzuras HaAdam Shenivra B'Tzelem, and this is the real form of a person created in the image of God. V'alken Ikar HaDveikos B'Hashem, and therefore the way to cling to Hashem, Hi Ba'alicha B'Darchei HaChesed V'Rachamim. When we follow Hashem's path of kindness and goodness and chesed, that is tapping into the Tzelem Elokim in us. Shebazehu Mevi Etzura Tzelem Elokim Shebo, Lidei Tachlito V'Tikuno, and in that way, we are bringing our Tzelem Elokim to its level of perfection, to the reason why it was created. My friends, this is it. This is what it's all about. It's all about chesed. It's all about being able to understand the power of chesed overrides everything, because it's tapping into the core of what the Tzelem Elokim, the divine image, is about. So when Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold on, I want to do this mitzvah of Achnasat Orchim, what he's really saying is similar to level one, but deeper. Because I know that when I bring in these guests, what I am doing is emulating your ways. I'm following in your ways. I am bringing that aspect of godliness out in me, attaching it to the godliness everyone's created in God's image of others, and in that way I am able to bring down this level of connection. How did Avraham Avinu know this? How is he so sure that when I do chesed I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm able to bring this level of closeness, this dveikus, ubolti bakum v'alachta b'dracha, following in Hashem's ways? So Rabelski in Israel points out, he says, source 22, more specifically, Avraham Avinu trained the world to see the kindness of Hashem in every aspect of creation. through the undivided attention it gave to the needs of its guests. This is a third and deeper level understanding of the quality of loving kindness, for nature of Gemil's chesed that serves to raise those who receive it to the awareness of the one who brought the world into existence and bestows the kindness upon the world at every single moment. Now, here when Hashem came to him, he came to him to visit the sick. It was the third day after circumcision, regarding his welfare. I'm in the bracket in 22. One of the many forms of chesed is speaker holy, visiting the sick. Right? It's listed in the Brisa that we say every morning. So here, we discover then the Ribbono Shel Olam appearance to Avraham Avinu took place specifically through an act of chesed. Now, we're beginning to unravel this. Hashem just didn't appear to him. He appeared to him to visit the sick. The very act of appearing to Avraham Avinu was an act of chesed. This is no coincidence. It's intimately related to Avraham Avinu's subsequent act of chesed to the three travelers. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed his presence to Avraham through chesed, so too Avraham Avinu would bring awareness through Ribbono Shel Olam to the world through chesed. There are different levels of chesed. This is Chofetz Chaim and Shaar Bechina. The first level includes basic kindness, development of a fetus, gradual maturation. It's the chesed in the world. The second chesed, which is even higher, is specific chesedim for the Jewish people. Miracle of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, etc. The third, most intimate level of kindness in the asterisks in 23 is the attention Hashem gives to an individual. Hashem provides for each person's needs in a very precise way. Thus, every individual receives untold kindness from his Creator, personally tailored to his exact requirements. Avraham Avinu reflected each of these levels of kindness in his own life. There was a general chesed he did by bringing the world at large to an appreciation of God. There was a chesed that he did to his family to be able to see Hashem's presence. And then the highest level of chesed, 24, was revealed to Avraham Avinu when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to comfort him. The concern and intimacy Hashem showed Avraham Avinu on the most painful day after circumcision demonstrated that Hashem can be seen by an individual through the personal experience of his kindness. For Avraham Avinu, that display of kindness was a revelation of Hashem himself, a new level of prophetic insight. And the arrow, Avraham Avinu, responded to this prophetic vision of kindness by incorporating to the kindness he would bestow on others. In this context, Avraham Avinu's taking leave of Kadosh Baruch Hu was nothing other than his carrying out the Nevuah Bikur Cholim, which revealed to him the depth of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's concern for each individual. Avraham Avinu was essentially saying in the bracket in 24, I understand the message. I will now relay it to the world. So now that Avraham Avinu has, because of his bris milah, gotten this intense relationship of Hashem to him through chesed, what does Avraham Avinu immediately do? He says, Hashem, I get it. This is a level I've never experienced before. And it can only really be found through doing acts of kindness, through chesed. So immediately, when Avraham Avinu sees these guests, he understands that what is his job? To immediately go and treat them to the utmost levels of chesed, and that's why in 25 we learned so much about the details of Achdas Arochim, the Ein Tova, the Tzrizos, all of these components from this section, because it's teaching us what it means that if you really want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's really about emulating him and bringing chesed into this world. That's level 2. So level 1 is any mitzvah brings the presence of God. So God can be on hold to have a different type of way of connecting to God. On the second level, it's not any mitzvah. It's specifically the mitzvah of Echnas Arochim. Every time you do a kindness with somebody, you are emulating God. You are connecting to the godly part in self, which is wired on chesed, which is the world is predicated on chesed. You're connecting to the godly part of another. And that combination is such an intense combination where this is where we are able, this is what Chazal tell us, to have this dveikus, this clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we should spend our whole lives running after opportunities to do chesed. Third idea. And he says in 26th Omoshe, B'tchila ra'inyan הנה אשאל אתכם, מתי ישנה התקרבות גדולה יותר ריבונו של עולם? האם כאשר ריבונו של עולם מדבר עם אדם, או כאשר אדם נוהג במידה של ריבונו של עולם ומתקיים הכתוב לא דווקא בו? So if we were to ask somebody, well, where would you find, you think, to have a close relationship with Hashem, when Hashem talks to you, or you're doing a chesed with others, we would think that when Hashem talks to you. No, this is what we learn. We learn that it's my interaction with others. Now, ואם כן, בוודאי שעשייתם היא מעלה ושייכות גבוהה יותר למשך אל עולם הבא, and brings you to higher levels in the next world as well. ואין מקום לשאול על מה שהפסיד בזה את הדיבור עם השם. A classic example of this is Avram Avinu, who sticks with Lot at all costs. He's doing chesed. Ah, he's doing chesed, which is a very high level. But at the same time, we know that as long as Lot was with Avraham Avinu, Hashem never came to him. So now we're making things a little bit more complex. I get it. I'm able to connect to Hashem. But is it worth losing out on that other level of connection, that level of Hashem speaking to me just in order to connect to God? Like, there may come a time where there's going to be a push-comes-to-shove situation. And this is what the Avodah develops. And he says, when the Shechina came to, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina came to Avraham Avinu, he became a Merkava L'Shechina. He became a repository that God's presence rested on him after the Bris Milah. However, this is why Hashem didn't want him to do the mitzvah of Hachnasat Orchim. Because if he would do the mitzvah of Hachnasat Orchim, he would lose this very, very intense relationship with Hashem, because these people weren't on a level of being able to have this closeness to Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would distance himself from Avraham Avinu, who was now taking care of these guests. So Hashem says, you know what, I'm just going to allow you and me to be so close together. And Avraham Avinu says, no, that's not what I want. I want to be able to go out and I want to share the wealth. What's more important to me than having this close relationship with you is to be able to share my knowledge of you with others. And he says, "V'zehu hakavanah shamar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu lamtin," 28. This is what he means where he says, "So Hashem, wait." Because when he is going to bring in these people, he's going to bring them in. This is what the Avnei Ezel speaks about, the Ma'ariv Shel Torah brings down in 29. It's not just any mitzvah. The Torah specifically chooses Hachnasat Orchim. Because what was the whole raison d'etre that Avraham Avinu did Hachnasat Orchim? He brought in guests in order for them to appreciate God. Don't thank me. Don't pay me. Right, instead of paying me, thank the one for the food came from. So Avraham Avinu, when we say greater is Hachnasat Orchim than greeting in guests, on the first level it's any mitzvah, on the second level it's any chesed. On the third level, it's really specifically, even though we'll broaden it, Hachnasat Orchim. It's really specifically a mitzvah that's about bringing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu into one's life. It's about being involved in a spiritual endeavor. And the question is, and the idea is in source 30. Umipnei mitosu shel Avraham gadla alav avar kadosh baruch hu kokach Avravinu. Because he wanted to bring other people in, because he was more interested in the spiritual development of others than his own spiritual moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved him so much. And this was the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Kena neman al shem lo yitra'ev, lo ya'ev lo yigad, shimatzei derech va'ofen latot lev bar Yisrael. And a person who really loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go out and try to bring other people to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes here from the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davening. This is one of my most favorite sections, the Yesayu. And it ends, I even cry thinking about this section because it's so powerful. V'yishma'u rechokim, those who are far will hear, v'yavo'u, when they will come, v'yisnu l'cha keter l'cha. And they will place on your head your crown of your glory. That's our job. Our job is to go out and be able to spread Yiddishkeit to those who are far and to those who are close, to make them even closer. This is what it's about. Ve'af sha'al yedei isko l'karev in the asterisks in 30. And even though when one goes out to bring other people closer, mitbatel ksat ma'avodat atzmo, you may lose out on your own avodas Hashem, because then you could spend more time learning, more time reflecting, more time in these higher realms. Nevertheless, im kol zeh hu mevater avodato v'torato, kedei la'alot anashim harachokim min hakedusha. This is what we are learning from this section here. That what Avraham Avinu is really teaching us is not just about, you know, greater is breeding guests than receiving God. It's a much deeper idea here. The idea is, if greeting guests or any spiritual mitzvah is going to be at the expense of your own service of God, which one do we do? And what Avraham Avinu is teaching us is, we do that mitzvah. And we will qualify this in a moment. So, wait a minute. Ro'im mizeh kametzrichim. The Chochman Matzvon quote from Vakshei Ashlemos. We see from here how much we have to do bar chaveiro. Lidchot afilu ruchaniyot shel atzmo, even if it means at the expense of your own spirituality. And that is kamuvan bizman she'ef shalos sora mitzvah yidei achirim. And this is a very important caveat. If you're osek b'mitzvah, if you're learning Torah, and we'll see this right now, so I'll see this caveat right now, and you're of a mitzvah to do, if no one else can do that mitzvah, then you must go ahead and do that, even if it's going to come at your own spiritual expense. All the commentaries grapple, Rabbi Milevsky, well, how do I know? Where did Avraham Avinu learn this? How did Avraham Avinu know that this is what he was supposed to do, that he's supposed to give up on his spiritual, level? So let's understand this. So he says, all the commentaries grapple with the common problem of how do we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down? Was Hashem nearer to him? Was Hashem farther from him? How do we understand this anthropomorphic language? And when it says that the words take precedent and imply the sages interpret Avram's act of welcoming the three guests as a separate act that has no connection whatsoever with God's visitation, it's abandoning the divine presence. How do you abandon the divine presence? So he says, let's develop this idea, and then we'll talk about how did Avraham Avinu know this. Again, we must conclude this is a metaphorical expression. 34. Avram abandoned the intense bond he was experiencing with God for the sake of welcoming his guest. He sacrificed his own spiritual growth in order to perform this mitzvah. Avram's choice here serves as a basis of a fundamental attitude that every Jew is obliged to adopt. The mitzvah of hospitality is merely one example of how this attitude must be applied for we to incorporate it in every aspect of our daily lives. Consider the following hypothetical situation. You're engrossed in Torah study, experience an extremely elevated state of mind, when someone taps you on the shoulder and asks you to do him a favor. Should I interrupt my Torah study in order to help this person? You wonder, what takes precedence, the development of my soul or helping a fellow Jew? The sages rule that if you're the only person capable of performing a given mitzvah, you're obliged to sacrifice your personal involvement in spiritual growth in order to perform that action. However, if someone else can take care of the matter as well as you can, you're not obligated to interrupt your spiritual experience. Avraham Avinu introduced, 35, the concept of spiritual sacrifice into the world. He conscientiously abandoned a spiritually uplifting experience in order to help others. He made the choice between doing what is right and doing what feels good. The prospect of basking in God's presence was without a doubt infinitely more promising than that of washing the feet of 3 hours preparing their meal. Nevertheless, Avram overcame the temptation to do what felt good, willing himself to do what was right. And this is it. The only plausible explanation for this is that man's relationship with his fellow is an integral component of his relationship with God. By helping others, we ultimately attain a higher level of spirituality than we could have we ignored their needs. And this is a very important idea, my friends, because oftentimes people think, you know, my spiritual high and my spiritual focus, I have to worry about myself. My life takes precedent. And what we're seeing here today is, my friends, that if no one else can do this, or I'm the only one who can do it in this best way possible, I need to go ahead and to do this. Why? And you see this with all the gedolim who are involved in chesed, and the rabbanim who know Lehador, who spend hours giving people advice. Well, couldn't they be going higher in their own Torah study? Of course they can. But there are very few gedolim, and they need to give people advice and to help them out. That's what we need to do. That is not losing your spirituality. It's gaining it in a much more deeper way by, again, clinging, obtaining it through hard work, etc. How did Avraham Avinu know that he was supposed to do this? So the Bava Rebbe in Kedushat Zion 36 points out, he says, it's from the fact, Vayar Vinei Shloshana Anashim Tavim Alav. He suddenly, while he's having this connection with God, he sees three people. And Avraham Avinu's eyes only saw what needed to be seen in the most perfected way possible. That Traga develops this. He says that once in 37, Avraham Avinu had a bris milah. His eyes only saw what needed to be seen, and that was it. So if he's in the middle of this rendezvous with God, and he suddenly sees these Arabs, he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that this is where he needs to be right now. He needs, so to speak, to put his spirituality on hold and be involved with these Arabs. Otherwise, they would not have come across his radar. The fact that it came across his radar, he understood that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching him. That was the level of his eyes, right? It's like Avraham Avinu, the Sfarim say, he lifted up his hand with a knife to the end of the parsha to kill Yitzchak. It says he had to, extend his hand. Like, why do I need to know that? His hand didn't want to do it. His whole body was so well-disciplined, it only did Ritzon Hashem. His hand couldn't be lifted up. He had to lift up his hand to lift up that knife. It didn't want to, because it knew it wasn't supposed to do it. His eyes only saw what was needed to be done. He wouldn't have seen those Arabs. They wouldn't have come into his purview had this not been what Hashem wanted him to do. So, my friends, let's go back to the first three levels, and we'll end with the fourth. Reading guests is even greater than Kabbalah Spanishri. Now, you're putting Hashem on hold? Whoa, how could you do this? Idea number one is because this is the idea of involving in a mitzvah. A mitzvah means you bring the Shekhinah down through your hard work. That you have the ability to have this Or Makiv, this light, this energy. And this is what Avraham Avinu is teaching us. That it's about putting in your effort that's even greater than... And Avraham Avinu himself learns this from Vehu Yoshev. Sit. I want you to be involved in the mitzvah. I'll be on the peripherally by the shoftim. That our focus has to be in the Olam HaMaisa, the world of action. Idea number two, it's not just any mitzvah, specifically the mitzvah of Chesed. And the fact that Hashem does the mitzvah Bikur Cholim to him teaches him that intense love and relationship. He said, I just want to take that right away and give that to others. And that should be our enthusiasm. On the first level, to be enthusiastic about any mitzvah. And more specifically, look for mitzvahs of chesed. That's the way we connect with Hashem. That's the way we connect with the godly part of us. That's what we bring to the fore. Look for aspects of do chesed. Finish this year and go call somebody. Help somebody out. When you go shopping, call somebody else up who might be in isolation or alone and say, I'm going shopping. What can I do for you? What can I pick up for you? Look for opportunities to be able to help people out. On the third level, it's specifically about Haknasat Orchim, because this was the way that Avraham Avinu was able to bring godliness into other people's lives. And Avraham Avinu is showing us here that if you're involved in a spiritual connection to God, but you have the opportunity to help somebody else out, you have the opportunity to help somebody out spiritually or physically, that takes precedence even at the expense of your own spiritual growth. And again, if there's no one else to do this, this is what we're talking about. If you have others to do this, so who aren't involved in doing something at that moment, and then they're the ones who are optimum to go ahead and do it. But isn't my spirituality important? It is, but not at the expense of somebody else. And that's what Yiddish Kite is about. It's not about being on some mountaintop. It's about being involved in the world. The final idea, my friends, here goes, is the Darash David Rav Hofstadter, 38, where he says, before Avraham Avinu had a bris milah, Hashem would come to him each time differently and to tell him something. And then he would leave. He would tell him, you know, you're going to have a child. He would tell him about Yishmael, different things, and then he would leave. But once, after the bris milah, he was there to stay. And now, we're talking about after the bris milah, with Hashem on him at all times, his house became like an Ohel Moed, Hashras HaShechina. So therefore, when Avraham Avinu was going out to greet the angels, these men, he's not leaving Hashem because he wasn't talking to Hashem. It was just that he felt Hashem's presence. It's similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, who comes in and out of the Mishkan and is surrounded by Hashem at all times. On this level, he's taking Kivyachol Hashem with him when he's doing this action, because Hashem is surrounding him. The way the Rav Pinkus Tzatzal notes this in 41, so powerful. He says, "V'nei halachazum mefersem l'chol acham mi'itanu." But you have to understand, we don't pay attention, enough attention to the fact that when Avraham Avinu was involved in this mitzvah, "Hu lo hi natek legamrei mamatzav shel shras hashchina." It wasn't as if he's putting kivyachol Hashem on hold and now talking to somebody else. It's having, what do they call those, conference calls. Hashem is still very much there. He's telling Hashem, please don't leave me. I want you to be with me at every moment of the way that I'm doing this hachnasar orchim. Im kol ze machshavatova kavanat libo lo zazu mimatzavo akotem. It's not like, you know, okay, now I have a relationship with Hashem, and now I have a relationship with the strangers. No! He brought Hashem with him at every single thing that he was doing. It's like going shopping, lichvot Shabbos Kodesh, peeling lichvot Shabbos Kodesh. And that's the idea of Avraham Odenu made lifnei Hashem. He never left him. So now we can see this. He says, halacha l'maisa. He says, imagine someone who's learning Torah. And you're able to stop learning Torah for a mitzvah that no one else can do. And this is what one relies on to go to a wedding, let's say, right? You can miss Seder, you can miss Chavrusa to go to a wedding because you can be mesameach the chassid in ways that other people can't. Or other aspects of chassid that nobody else can do. However, he says, many people think, okay, I'm leaving the Beis Medrash, I'm going to slam the door. And, you know, now I'm no longer obligated in Lima Torah. And therefore, what do you start doing? You get on the bus and you start talking about whatever you want. And you're like, okay, I left God behind in the Beis Medrash and now I can just be me. No. This is what Avraham Avinu was saying. Yes, Gedola. But that doesn't mean, yes, it's great to do a chesed, but that doesn't mean that we're leaving Hashem aside. There's a beauty in the chesed. I bring Hashem down on my own. I connect to the deeper part of myself. Everything we've been speaking about, what chesed and mitzvot are about. But it's never at the expense of God Himself. Because we have to take a Kodesh Baruch Hu with us at all times. That's what we have to learn here. It's never shutting Hashem out. It's rather integrating and bringing Hashem with me. As the Nesiva Shalom points out, that what Avraham Avinu was really asking for, that after he had this intensity of after Bris Milah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu was with him, he then turns to Hashem and he says, "Al na tavur ma'alavdecha," the bracket 43, "don't leave me." That Hashem should always be with me. Bevchinat shivisi beveid Hashem kol yimei chayai, shifti beveid Hashem kol yimei chayai. Let me sit in the Hashem's house all my days of my life. Shabbat shelo yebeit Hashem mitokach yeyoshev tamim beit Hashem. He will always be with Beit Hashem, always in the house of God. That Hashem will be with him and always. So now that he had a bris milah, Hashem is turning my reviews turn into a sham. It says, I'm feeling you in a way I've never felt you. It's a continuous relationship. Hashem, help me be able to integrate this relationship in every mitzvah that I'm doing. And that's the goal. The goal isn't to be just a rendezvous with Hashem, coming full circle. The rendezvous, it's about doing mitzvahs. It's about bringing Hashem into our world. And that's what it means great is. Great is the ability to be involved in our world and be able to connect with Hashem. Why was it Dafka, the mitzvah of Hachnasat Orchim? So here's a Chiddush Gadol. It's a Gevaldic idea that really needs to be explored more deeply. I'm just going to mention it because our time is up. The Usher of a Rebbe in Be'er Moshe. He brings from the Shlach Kadosh, who says that why is it specifically the mitzvah of Hachnasat Orchim? And he says, really, Hashem is Machnis Orchim in every moment of the day. We are guests in Hashem's world. And if Hashem for a moment wouldn't want us to be in this world, or He wouldn't want the world to be, it would disappear. Ki kol ha'olam orchim heim l'gabei Hashem yitbarach. Double underline the bracket. The whole world is guest of Hashem. Ke orach natal alun ki geirim anachdu. We're all guests in this world. So now he says the following, and it's gevaldic. Avravino has this intense relationship with Hashem. He's feeling great. However, there's a danger. There's a danger when you have such an intense experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alula liyolo lemalkeshi kashel bi nasur in the asterisk. Avravino was afraid that maybe he would reach a level of haughtiness. Now he's having this closeness to Hashem at all times. He's just going to feel like, you know, God's gift to the world. So therefore, he specifically wants to learn humility, to be able to balance this feeling out, not to lose this feeling, because Hashem only is found on those who are humble, right? Hashem isn't found on the haughty ones. So by bringing in guests and dealing with the guests, Vayishtachu Artza, he bows down to them, he washes their feet, he runs towards them. He's acting in a way that's clearly ways that are showing humility. By acting in this humble way, he is making sure that he himself will retain his humility. And by having guests coming into his home, it reminds him that he is but a guest in Hashem's home. And he can never for a moment think that he is the center, the greatest, the best. And having guests reminds him of his own situation in this world of being a guest in God's house. Therefore, dealing with them with humility reminds him of his own humble stature. And he is insistent on being involved in this mitzvah, the Huomeda love. He's standing and trying to help them. He's humbling himself to the utmost degree in order to be able to counter that natural reaction of haughtiness, when he is able to have this aspect, which is Avravinu v'anachnu ma, right? The Anochi Afar Ve'efer in our parsha, to be able to hold on to this aspect of humility, to be then worthy of having Hashem's presence on him at all times. My friends, for our lives, the honing in hospitality, no grab opportunities, grab chesed, grab the ability to be able to be involved, even at the expense of our own spirituality, to help others, to be with others, to inspire others. We are in this world to connect to Ribono Shel Olam. And the best way to connect with Hashem is to remember that we are guests in Hashem's house, and Hashem wants us to be involved in the world of action, and particularly in helping others out. Olam Chesed Yibaneh.